They're really good. They're really good. They're really good up front. They show you a lot of different looks. Their back end is as good as there is in football. You know, Earl Thomas is all over the field. Obviously, Richard Sherman's really good. It's going to be a test. We'll see if Cam Chancellor plays or not. With or without him, they're challenging. That game got out of hand in a hurry, so it's catch up from play one. So it's tough to really get a feel for kind of what they do. I mean, you know, it's 21-0, I think, at some point, and they're playing prevent. It's second quarter. We'll be in the noise. That's going to be something different for us. And traveling, have to deal with those two things. But in the noise, the loudest stadium in the league, that'd be a good challenge for us, just to get the playoff, you know, go through if we have checks, if we've got alerts, and kind of go through the process of our silent count and dealing with that. I don't know. I mean, they're probably going to be doing some stuff that they wouldn't be doing normally in a season. Same with us. We're going to be running some plays that, you know, we're just trying to get ran and see how they feel. So it'll be good. Just kind of going through the process more so than actually trying to beat their defense right now. I mean, we're going to put a good game plan together. But, you know, if we run some plays that we don't exactly love, then so be it.
What's it like? You said it's loudest in the league. Was there a moment?
Chiefs can get loud, but this one, you know, whether how it's designed, I mean, the fans are obviously very smart. They know when to get loud. It's extremely loud.
For some of the younger guys, just what does that do for them when they get this kind of experience in the preseason playing a team like that?
It's rough. It's rough as a younger guy to go into a stadium like that and know at times it's going to be hard to hear in the huddle. You know, third preseason game, I'm sure that not only will the team be amped up, but the fans know it's the closest to a regular season game they're going to get. So it's going to be a good experience for them to travel that far and play against you know defending champs, an extremely well coached, very talented team.
I mean, I don't really worry about the defenses. I mean, I don't know the offense. I don't know what they're doing offensively. I don't know where their mic points are. I don't know, you know, who's supposed to block who, what his progression is. So it's hard to tell. It's tough for young guys, I think, nowadays, because you're expected to come in and play immediately and play well. And it's extremely hard, especially with some of these guys get drafted really early. You're going to be on a team that wasn't as good the year before. So it's hard to make that drastic turn to a poor team to a really good team if they're drafting that high. So as a quarterback coming in as a young guy, it's a tough scenario. It's a really tough scenario for them.